So a couple Wednesdays ago, Mom was preaching, we're doing Revelation and all that, but Mom made this statement about a spa day with Jesus, and like, just like this spa day with Jesus, how he wanted to pamper us. Jesus wanted to pamper us. And from there, my brain jumped into spa day with Jesus, and all of a sudden, a message started forming that we're going to get a spa day with Jesus. And I'm thinking, I mean, because I've gone and had, I don't know if you've ever gone and had a manicure or a pedicure. Most of the men in here are looking at me like, I have a man card. It's okay. You can get one and still own your man card, like full on, because it doesn't take it away by getting, there you go. Way to go, Nate. That's right. So, that's right. So, it's, you know, we think about doing a spa day, and what comes to our mind, you know, manicures, pedicures, is it's all about just relaxation and chilling and all that. And that is kind of an end result. How we feel at the end of it is that we've been rejuvenated, which at the end of our time with Jesus, we feel like we've been rejuvenated. But there is a lot of purpose behind the steps that they take in manicures and pedicures. When you first arrive and they are going to prep you, thank you, the first thing that they'll do is either soak your hands or your feet in hot, soapy water. Well, when we first come and encounter Jesus, the first thing that we need to do is soak in his hot, soapy presence, right? If you look at Psalm chapter 34, verse 8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. He doesn't meet us at the door with like scrubs and getting, no, taste and see that the Lord is good. That first initial is like, come here and just soak and experience this love of God. In Malachi 3:2, it talks about how he will wash us with fuller soap. And I looked up what fuller soap was, and it was a combination of salt, oil, and borax. Well, borax is a stain remover. And when we meet Jesus, see, we go to the spa, it's not a one-time thing. I mean, for me anyways, it's like every opportunity I get, let me go back. But the first time you go is probably way more intense because you've never done it before. Well, when we first meet Jesus, we are covered in all the stains of our sin. And we need that to come off. And it takes strong, like borax soap, it takes the blood of Jesus to remove those stains. Amen. And when we go back as belonging to him, you know, we've walked in the world again and we've got that on us. We've got those stains. We've kind of like gotten our hands dirty again, and we're saying, Jesus, wash me in your blood. I need a refreshing, you know? But that's how he meets us, that we begin in that soaking, loving. Think about when you met Jesus. Think about when you first approached Jesus in prayer or anything. Immediately, for me, is like, oh, there's love and there's peace. That's that soaking water that they begin when you go. The next step is a little harder, but you know, that soaking part is not just his love, but it's also the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they'll have oils in that water, and the Holy Spirit is like oil. He brings comfort. In John chapter 14, I'm not stealing your sermon, Dad. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 26. I went, John 14, oh no, I'm being a thief. No. Jesus said, and I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Down in verse 26, it says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said to you. The Holy Spirit comforts us, but also in that time of like where we're coming into his presence, he's bringing to remembrance, he's bringing up the things that we're needing to be cleansed from. What is it? Why are we here for this spa day with Jesus? What is it that's needing to be washed away? What do we need to be removed? Those things he'll bring to the surface. You know, you can't, Dad says when he got saved and he started trying to confess every sin he had, you know, it was like, because you come in the presence of God and all of a sudden those things come up of, I'm not worthy to be in the presence of God, and those sins come up. That's what that fuller soap, that's what the Holy Spirit's doing, is bringing that up to say, let's get rid of this. So after you've soaked for a little bit, the next thing that they do is they pull your feet out and kind of dry them off, or your hands, and then they get out the scrubs. And I brought scrub with me. And you can do it. I know. Nate is so excited. Okay. Everybody can do it, because I did bring it, and you can just use, and seriously, because we don't have, like, individual tubs, it takes very tiny on your hands, if you want. Or if you find a spot on your hand that's really, like, a rougher spot, focus on that, if you want. Everybody can just rub a little bit on their hands, if you want to. You don't have to. I know people. Some people don't want to, but you can. Will it hurt what? It should not hurt it. I wouldn't scrub your nails. It is sugar. I prefer salt, but it is sugar. So like what they'll do is they'll get a pumice stone and they'll take this exfoliating scrub and they'll get it on there and they will begin to just work over those spots, the calluses and the rough spots, and they will just work and work and work, and they're not in a hurry. God is not in a hurry. And the whole purpose, the purpose of exfoliating, it talks, I looked up, you know, just to look at the process, and it says that old skin cells start to pile up on the surface of your skin, and it makes your skin look dull and rough and dry. Also, that buildup results in the excess oil, which causes blackheads, and it clogs your pores. What that says to me is it is clogging, it is like stopping up your life. I have wet wipes. Will you get the water? I have wet wipes, but Dudley, he heated up some water. Thank you. So it actually, like, when we, to me, that is saying, it's like the world, the sin, the junk that we let build up in our lives. Yeah, you can just start with Dad and come and let him, like, if he needs it, he can kind of, like, dip his hands in there and then, take a paper, and then take a paper towel to dry off, okay? Right. No, just a little bit, and then take your paper towel and dry off. Yeah. This isn't a full-on, like, we're not really at the spa. This is like an example. Right. Yeah. But, okay, so, like, as we let, the longer that it goes between times that we are in Jesus' presence, the more buildup there is, and it clogs our pores. It stops life from flowing the way it's supposed to. It makes us look dull. It makes us rough. It makes us dry, you know? But the purpose for exfoliation, maybe it doesn't feel really good when you're rubbing that, the rough. That was sugar, but I'd like it. I prefer salt because I just love the Epsom salts. In comparison, then, we're going to compare our spiritual to our physical. The reason we exfoliate is to get rid of dry skin. But when we are out in the world, between our experiences with Jesus, between the times that we draw into his presence, we build up stuff on our soul, on our spirit. We build up, and it makes us dull, and it makes us dry because we haven't been in with the Holy Spirit, and it makes us rough, and it clogs the pores, and we can't exude the proper kind of life. We're not shining. When our skin has been exfoliated, then it's got a sheen to it. Look at your hands. There's a little bit of a shine to it that wasn't there before you exfoliated your hands. Well, Jesus is that. The Holy Spirit puts that, it's like it puts that natural oil right back into us. And he wants to shine. And he can't do that through clogged pores. And he can't do that when we've let everything just build up in layers and cover us up. But we're removing layers. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, yep, chapter 6, verse 16, says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." He said, come out. He didn't say, you know, we don't exfoliate so we can push all those layers into our skin or you know, multiply the blackheads and clog more. That's not why we exfoliate. We do it to draw away from. We're trying to get rid of the things that don't belong, not become more enmeshed with them. I've never heard anybody say that Jesus saved me in my sin to leave me there. He saved me from my sin. In Psalms it says, I cried out to the Lord and he rescued me from the miry clay. He drew me out of the pit, right, and stood me on a rock. Amen. It doesn't say, and he said, I love you, I'm going to rescue you and leave you in that muck right there and love you right there, just stay right in it. Go ahead. No, he pulled us out of it. That was his purpose, to get us out of that. Amen. There are a lot of verses about being sanctified or set apart, where we're supposed to separate, which is what exfoliation does. We're separating, right, the sin from our soul, from us. We don't want to be part of that. In Exodus 19:22, it's talking about the priests, and it says, let them sanctify themselves. Well, God calls us priests. We're supposed to sanctify ourselves to be able to come into the presence of the Lord. You have that? You want to just read that out?
Yeah, and let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them.
Right. Let the priests that come near to the Lord sanctify themselves.
Exactly.
We want to get closer into Jesus' presence. We have to be sanctified. We have to be set apart. We've got to wash off those things that keep us from Him, because God is holy and He can't be in the presence of sin. He can't do it. He can't say, I know that you're doing all this horrible stuff and you don't want to change and it's okay, I'll just buddy up with you. He
no.
can't do it.
No.
He says, I love you, but if you want to get closer to me, then you've got to go through this process.
Amen.
Leviticus. I know, I'm like, new book. No. Yep. It's written, okay? No. Will you read that one?
And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him.
Yeah. So we can't actually sanctify ourselves by our own works. They poured the oil on Aaron. And the oil is representative of the Holy Spirit. That sanctified him. There was an anointing. Well, there is an anointing in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That when we come into his presence, see, he doesn't say, you're covered in junk, you cannot come to me. He doesn't say that. He says, you're covered in junk, come and let me wash it off of you.
Amen.
Come and let me sanctify you with my Holy Spirit. Let me cover you in my oil. Let me exfoliate those things and get them out of you, because I don't want them there.
Amen.
In John 17:17, Jesus prayed for us to be sanctified. And he went on to say that he sanctified himself. It was like our example, that he sanctified himself, showing us that we need to be set apart. We're going to turn to Romans chapter 6. I'm spending a lot of time on this part because this is really, I think we jump over this. I think that we get in a hurry to just get to the part where we get to just, you know, okay, now I've been with Jesus and everything is really good and let's just go on and show love. Great. But we have to exfoliate. We've got to draw out. And Romans 6 is basically talking about that. The purpose, we've got to separate. We are not saved so we can stay in our sin.
No.
We are not supposed to pet sin. This has been like so heavy on my heart that we pet sin. That we want to just skim over this part of exfoliating. And without it, it's not a complete process. We have missed it. Starting in verse 1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I'm going to stop there. He's saying, so we've received Jesus, and when we did, in the picture, it's like we were buried with him, right? We do it in baptism, that we buried in, can't think of the words. Likeness of his death, raised to walk in new life. Right? Jesus didn't raise from the dead in that beat up body, in his flesh. He didn't. He raised up in his glorified body. He was different. He didn't come back up covered in flesh. Well, when we are buried with him, when we come into His presence. Whether it be the first time that we are, when we're getting saved, when we're first time that we're meeting Jesus, or when we're coming with stuff that's gotten on us during our walk from the last time. Which, by the way, you know, it's not ever too often to just go right back in there and get into that spa day with Jesus. Amen. We should keep really short accounts so we don't build up all that junk on us. Amen. But we all build up junk on us.
Right.
You know? But when we get with Him, we're bearing that and we're leaving it there. We're not getting back up holding on to that same sin. He's saying we can't do that. We have to walk in new life. We can't walk like we were and say we're different. You can't say, I'm a prostitute and I'm going to get saved and love Jesus, but this is still my job, people. That's not what it is, right?
Right.
You don't stay a drug dealer. It's just not what you do, because He's saving you from
Amen.
This to that.
Amen.
He's saving you from the junk to the good life, to Jesus,
Amen.
To all that He is.
Yes.
And we can't just jump over that.
Right.
Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, our old man being the flesh, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, from now on, we should not serve sin. For he that is dead, for the flesh that is dead, is the spirit now is freed from sin. I mean, you can put the words in there, right? I'm not adding to what God's saying, I'm clarifying.
Right.
If we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. That is, right? It's awesome, because we don't have to. The song we just sang, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer slave to sin. That's, God didn't save me so that I could continue to be enslaved to the devil and his ways and his thoughts and his junk. I'm out of that. God pulled me out of that.
Amen.
I belong to Him. Why do I want to go back and just bury myself in that? Why do I want to allow others to do that just to make their flesh feel good? I don't. He doesn't. And we grieve Him when we do that, because we are actually hurting people. We're hurting ourselves. We kid ourselves that we can hold on to both, and you can't. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. We've got to choose. And it's not a burden that we have to be perfect. It's more the choice. It's our heart choice. Do we want Jesus, or do we want to serve the flesh? What do we want? Which kingdom do we want to live in?
Amen.
Nobody perfectly lives there, Paul in Romans 7. That which I would not do, that I do. The things that I want to do, that's exactly what I don't do. So nobody's saying, hey, now go walk perfectly. No, that's why there's exfoliation. Because we don't walk perfectly. Get back with Jesus. God, I don't want this on me. Here I did it again. I blew up. I cussed somebody out. Whatever. I need to be washed. Please, God, exfoliate that. Get deep into me. Pull the root out.
Amen.
Way more than just wash my hands. I don't just want to run my hands under some quick water. I want the exfoliating, deep scrub. Take it deep into my spirit. Show me. I want that out. Because I don't want it there. I want Jesus.
Amen.
That is the purpose. No, I'm going to stop right there. That is the purpose of Jesus, of our relationship with Jesus. They follow up exfoliating after they've rubbed all that off with lotion or massage oil, and they rub it in, and it's like replenishing your skin and bringing this refreshing. And we're going to turn to Psalms 119, beginning in verse 4. Psalm 119, verse 4. It says, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Forsake me not utterly. Verse 9. Wherewithal or how shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. How do we soak? How do we comfort our skin? With the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Because he gives us life. That's how we are comforted. It's how we are replenished.
Amen.
Verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's how we keep short accounts. That's what draws us back. We're hiding God's word. It doesn't mean we hide it like we're ashamed. It means like we own it. We take it in. We keep it close because it's important to us and we want to own what God is saying. That is what brings us back, wanting the spa treatment. We want that to disappear because we want the goodness of Jesus, all those things that he says to us. Verse 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. We rejoice in the way of everything God, like the testimonies. The Bible is full. His word is full of his testimonies, his works, his love, his power, his forgiveness, his judgment. And that is more exciting and delightful than all the riches. Amen. That's a cool thought because the world is all revolving around riches. And God's testimonies are way more delightful than those riches. Because he lasts forever and riches do not. I will meditate or think in your precepts and have respect unto your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I love that. That is the lotion. That is the massage oil and the fingernail polish and the beauty, right? That is. Because all the reason that we want to press in for the stuff to be washed off of us and all of that is because we want that relationship with Jesus. And that comes through his word and prayer and worship. It comes through that. Delighting ourselves in his ways. Not rules because we're just afraid to move because God might squash us. No, relationship. Right. And knowing God is why we can love his rules, why we can love his laws, because we know his heart. It's because he loves us, because he's trying to protect us, because he loves the other people, and he's trying to protect them. That is why we want this relationship. But it doesn't come without the process. Not for me, and not for you, and not for anybody else. He has a process. But if we understand him, then we're not afraid of the process. And we don't skip parts of it trying to get a shortcut, because we can't get the end result, not the right end result, without the full process. Amen. That's what he's after.